Many shoppers will pay a premium for apples, peaches, and grapes that are grown locally and organically, but there just aren't many fruits that fit these requirements in our markets. So Pennsylvania is funding research to help fruit growers in the region move away from using chemical weed and pest killers. The Allegheny Front's Jennifer Schvetter-Jordan reports it's part of our Earth's Bounty series on food and the environment.
On a sunny fall day, three teenagers snap large red apples off trees sagging with fruit. Farmer Rob Chanot supervises the youngsters on his family's sixth-generation farm north of Pittsburgh. Chanot says that part of the reason these apples, which are larger than baseballs, look so perfect is because of something called mating disruption. He stretches to the side as he points to the top of a tree.
See this broken limb that's hanging down, and there's like sort of like a red-looking straw?
Those tubes have pheromones in them. There's at least one of those in every tree in the whole orchard.
The artificial pheromones are copies of chemicals that female moths use to let males know where to find them. But when an orchard is saturated with the fake stuff, it confuses the male moths.
They can't pinpoint the female's location, and it's driving them nuts, and they can't obviously mate.
Which means they don't produce larvae that feed on fruit. The fake pheromones are, in effect, an organic pesticide. But Chanot's not an organic farmer. He's mainly interested in cutting costs to stay in business. And this new technique is working for him.
The first year, we saved 50% of our insecticide sprays. This year, it was more like 60%. As far as the cost of the pheromones and the labor of putting out the pheromones, If you save two sprays, I think you're breaking even. If you can save three, you're ahead a little bit. We were actually able to do a little bit better than that.
Chanot also set up traps to see what types of moths are populating his 100-acre orchard. So he knows that he's not just imagining that they're gone, and so that if they are detected, he can spray insecticide before his crop is damaged. Chanot learned about mating disruption from Penn State scientists, who are trying out organic techniques in demonstration orchards near Gettysburg. Today, these researchers are testing out fire as an organic weed killer. Weeds can steal water and nutrients from trees, as well as harbor mice that eat the tree's bark. Plant pathology professor Jim Travis is directing another scientist driving a tractor with a large propane tank and torch. They're figuring out the right speed and angle to fry weeds around young apple trees.
Oh, you browned those guys up.
So this is about 3 miles.
Okay.
And the RPM is 1800.
The research into organic techniques started about 5 years ago when the State Horticultural Association asked Penn State to help growers use organic methods. The growers wanted to capitalize on the 30 to 50% higher prices at which they can sell fruits like apples to wholesalers. Although Pennsylvania is the fourth leading state in fruit production, less than 1% of organic apples sold in the state are grown here. Growers were afraid of not using synthetic chemicals in a wet environment where fungi thrive, and they worried that insects would be a problem too. Travis was inclined to agree that it couldn't be done. He thought he'd just get this over with and move on to another more interesting project.
We thought we'd give it a try, but no one was convinced.
The USDA and the state have spent over $250,000 on the organic initiative. The efforts haven't always gone as hoped. Some disease-resistant heirloom apple varieties the Penn State team thought they might try just didn't work out.
I remember one in New Jersey called Sheep Nose or something. It was real hard and green, and it would store, but it didn't have any flavor.
And Travis's workers have also had to spend more time, fuel, and sulfur fungicide than they'd planned to use earlier this spring, because it was particularly rainy. Sulfur washes off trees easily, leaving them susceptible to fungal growth. But several of the other organic techniques Penn State's examined are working, like using plain old milk to prevent a type of mildew, and vitamin C to curtail rot. Overall, the success rate with organics has ended Travis's earlier skepticism.
So as a scientist, I had to say, well, either I disbelieve my technique or I believe that organic can work. At harvest time, you could come into our orchards and look at this fruit, and it is just as good a quality as anything that can be grown synthetically.
Back at the Chanot farm, customer Elizabeth Bianchin thinks the apples grown with fewer pesticide sprays look and taste great, and she's happy to learn about the organic techniques being used in the orchards. Bianchin's heard that growers usually have to spray apples with a lot of pesticides.
what I've read is that apples are one of the things that you try to buy organic. I'm not an all or nothing kind of, you know, if you're cutting down, I think that's so important.
There are several other fruits that are often high in pesticide residues, according to the Organic Consumers Association. And farmers will be getting help from scientists on growing some of those fruits organically as well. Penn State is also trying organic grape growing. And when the economy improves, the team hopes research money for peaches comes through. It'll take time to see if all this research leads to more organic fruit in the market. But Penn State's Jim Travis is pleased that, whether a grower's going for organic certification or someone more like Rob Chenot, who's simply saving money, farmers are reaping the fruits of the researchers' labor. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Jennifer Shveta Jordan.
Another Pittsburgh-area fruit farm, Sorgel Orchards, is transitioning to organic apple growing. Even the rich and famous are taking notice. A caterer served those organic apples to world leaders during the recent G20 summit. They were baked in a caramelized dessert called tar tatin. For a recipe, please go to our website, AlleghenyFront.org. And don't forget, you can call with questions about food and the environment. We have a new and easy-to-remember phone number. You can call anytime at 412-25-ZESTY. You'll reach the Allegheny Front's Jennifer Shveta Jordan and Chef Bill Fuller for their call-in segment.